This time of the year we're surrounded with bright coloured lights of the Christmas season. Our eyes are drawn to bright lights automatically. They can be attractive and improve our mood. Light has power. Christmas is not one of God's holy days, so we resist the attraction. A couple of years ago, Margaret and I went to the Grand Canyon via Las Vegas. Now in Las Vegas, the Strip specializes in beautiful and artistic lights. And I remember when I was young, in fact, I took Margaret to Blackpool Illuminations, which happened in about September, October. And there's about 7 or 8 miles of millions of lights of all sorts flashing on the seaside. It's very colourful. So I've been thinking about light, which is essential to our physical existence. The science of light is very interesting. Light can be broken into colours. This was first done by Sir Isaac Newton. And coloured objects reflect the colour that will not pass through them. That's why the trees are green and the sky is blue. A green tree is green because the green light is blocked. Light travels in waves at 186,000 miles per second, but in modern times they've discovered it's not only a wave, it's a package of particles as well. Energy of light is related to its frequency. Light is only one section of the electromagnetic radiation spectrum. Other sections, for example, are radio waves, X-rays, and microwaves, some of which we can't see because they haven't got sufficient power to affect our eyes, and others we can't see because they overwhelm our eyes. God is the creator of light. That's important to remember. Back in the recreation, in Genesis 1, 3 to 5, he says, "And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, calling the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. He provided the sun and the moon for day and night to mark the seasons as well." In verse 14 it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, which Moed marks the feast days." I remember when I was a teenager, I worked on a farm in the summer, and in September we used to gather the hay under the harvest moon. It's a bright moon at that time of the year, so that it provides enough light for you to gather the hay onto the back of the vehicles to haul to the barn. So I know precisely what this means. "And then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens and gave light on the earth." At the original creation, Satan was an archangel. That was the most important angel, symbol of which was over the Ark of the Covenant. It had two angels with its wings over the Ark of the Covenant, and Satan was one of those. And it says in Ezekiel 11:28-17, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up the lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord your God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God." So it's not talking about a human being. "Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers." That's a reference to the Ark of the Covenant. "I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the days you were created till iniquity was found in you. He's lost that brightness. He's no longer bright. This world is dark. This world is in darkness spiritually. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, it said, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" So darkness is connected with lawlessness. Notice that in this world light is called dark and dark is light. Wrong is called right, as we fully realize. God's word says woe to mean someone who something that causes sorrow and distress or great trouble. It says in Isaiah 5 verse 20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." We look at society today and we know precisely what that scripture means. Satan in fact is trying to hide the true light from people. In 2 Corinthians 11:14 shows that Satan imitates God's light. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. And in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 it says, "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." And God is the source of light. Psalm 104 verse 2, "Who covers yourself with light as a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain." Notice what it says about light in the Old Testament. You remember in the time of the Exodus, God brought the plague of darkness on Egypt. But in fact, he gave light to the children of Israel. As it says in Exodus 10:23, "They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." So one part of the country was in complete darkness and another part was in bright light. And in the actual Exodus, you remember that God gave the Israelites light at night. Imagine looking up into the sky and seeing the light of God, a column of fire lighting your path. As it says in Exodus 13:21, "The Lord went before them day by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, but at night a pillar of fire to give them light so as to go by day and night to get out of Egypt." There's another thing that he commanded when Israel went into the built a tabernacle. He says in Leviticus 24:2, "Command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually." In the tabernacle and subsequently in the temple, there was always light, day and night. When Israel was divided, Judah was given the Levites so that there would always be light before God in Jerusalem. You read in 1 Kings 11:36. "And to his son I will give one tribe," talking about son of Solomon, "that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself to put my name there." This relates back to the covenant given to David. What is a spiritual symbol of light? As I say, God is a source of all light. Only those living in God's light can understand the light of God. Psalm 36:9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life." In your light we see light. And Daniel had the light that gave him understanding and wisdom. There is a man, Daniel 5 verse 11, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And Nebuchadnezzar your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans and soothsayers. Daniel had the light of God because he has the wisdom of God. And we realize that Christ is the light of the world. Christ came as the light of the world, and people didn't like it. They didn't understand it. John 3 verse 19 to 21. And this is a condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. In other words, he's obeying God. And Christ says in John 8:12, and this is a condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices evil hates the light, does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light. The gospel reveals the light, God's plan, and what we must do to prepare to be immortal. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The gospel reveals the light. Therefore we are in the light, depending on whether we are obeying God or not, by showing love to our brethren. As it says in 1 John 2 verse 8 to 11, again a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness till now. He who loves his brother and abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness, and he who does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. It's all about seeing where you are going. In fact, as the song says in Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet. It's God's law that gives us light to see where we're going, so we can avoid the traps and the pitfalls and the holes on our road. And in verse 130 of Psalm 119, he says, the entrance of your word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. And in Proverbs 4 verse 18, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The more understanding we have of the law, the more things we can avoid getting into trouble. And in verse 23, for the commandment is a lamp and the law a light, reproofs of instruction of the way of life. It's all about seeing where we were going and avoiding trouble. As we follow God's law, which is God's guidance over time, the light gets brighter. This helps us in our individual lives. But not only that, it's not just about us. Our light is intended to shine out to the people around us. We are set as witnesses to the world like a lighthouse. As Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify not you, but your Father in heaven. And 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5 to 9, it says, you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. We're not of this world. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. And this is the season for getting drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the children of the light, because God provides the light, and he dwells in light. 1 Timothy 6:16. Who alone has immortality dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honour and everlasting power. Amen. And in the vision that John had of God's throne in Revelation 4, he said, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, one sat in the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper and sardius stone in appearance. There was a rainbow round the throne in appearance like an emerald. Round the throne were 24 thrones, and on the throne sat 24 elders clothed in white robes, their crowns of gold. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in this midst of the throne and round the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. So the throne of God is spectacular, it's colourful, it's bright, it's shining. We would be amazed and staggered by the colours. And even if you want to read a description of the New Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem is not in darkness, but it's in bright light. In Revelation 21, verse 10 to 21, which I won't read, but you read it, you'll find there's all sorts of different colours of stone in the New Jerusalem that's sparkling and shimmering in the light. And in fact, the light is from God. In Revelation 21, verse 22 to 23, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple, and the city had no need of the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God illuminated, the Lamb of God is in its light. I encourage you, brethren, to think about light. Think about the fact that you are the light to your relatives and those who know you. And we are encouraged to walk in the light, in God's light, as it says in Psalm 89, verse 15, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Share the light that's blessed you. Be a witness to the Lord and live in the light of God.